The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please be seated. Two texts to guide our thoughts this day from the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 18th verse. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. And from the fourth chapter of the first epistle of St. John, the 16th verse. So we have come to know the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. For the past 6 months, since Advent Sunday, which was 4 weeks before Christmas, we've been celebrating all that God has done for us in the birth and life and death and resurrection of his Son. And last Sunday, on Pentecost, we celebrated his sending to us of his Holy Spirit. But today, on Trinity Sunday, we celebrate not so much what God has done, but rather who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. We celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity, God who is three in one and one in three. Whenever Trinity Sunday comes round, my thoughts always turn to some memorable words of Dr. Luther, who had this to say: God is a supernatural and inscrutable being, who exists at the same time in every little seed, whole and entire, and yet in all and above all and outside all created things. Nothing is so small, but God is still smaller. Nothing is so large, but God is still larger. Nothing is so short, but God is still shorter. Nothing is so long, but God is still longer. Nothing is so broad, but God is still broader. Nothing is so narrow, but God is still narrower. He is an inexpressible being, above and beyond all that can be described or imagined. He is an inexpressible being, above and beyond all that can be described or imagined. As someone has said, God is not so much the object of our knowledge as he is the cause of our wonder. God is not so much the object of our knowledge as the cause of our wonder. An inexpressible being, above and beyond all that can be described or imagined. And yet, this God who, as St. Paul writes in his first letter to Timothy, dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, has in his great love revealed himself to us through his Son, through Jesus. We've come to know God to be the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus speaks of his Father and prays to his Father, and he promises to send his Holy Spirit. all through his ministry. But it's especially at Jesus' baptism that the mystery of the Holy Trinity is most clearly revealed. God the Son stands in the waters of the Jordan River. He hears the voice of God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And God the Holy Spirit descends on him in the form of a dove. Now, in his first epistle, St. John, the beloved disciple, says with the greatest simplicity, "God is love." God is love. Notice that St. John doesn't just say that God loves, which of course is true. No, St. John says, God is love. And St. John says that because, although God is one, he is not solitary. God is love, the love that flows eternally among the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God is communion in love. And as human beings, you and I are made in his image. In the image of God, who is this perfect communion of love. And so to be made in the image of God is to be made in the image of this God who is one but not solitary, who is communion in love. And so to live in conformity with the image of God who is communion in love, we must live not as isolated individuals. We must live in communion, in fellowship, in sharing. Our first parents lost the image of God when they broke communion with their Maker by wishing to be autonomous, wanting to be their own God. And the next thing that happens is that their son Cain rises up and kills his brother Abel. And when God asks Cain, "Where is your brother?" Cain replies, "Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper?" The whole tragedy of the human story is that human beings have continued to say, "Am I my brother's keeper?" For all the hatred and the bitterness and the selfishness and the contempt for others, and yes, the sheer indifference of fallen humankind, can be summed up in Cain's disdainful words, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Because you and I are made in the image of the triune God, who is not solitary, but communion in love. The true answer to Cain's question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" has to be yes, because we're made in the image of the triune God. We are called to communion, fellowship, sharing. And it's the refusal of that vocation to live in the image of the triune God whose very life is sharing, that has made God's good world such a wasteland of wrath and sorrow. And so we are all called to repentance. In today's Old Testament lesson, we see the repentant prophet Isaiah, during his call to his prophetic office, during his vision of God in the temple at Jerusalem, the vision with the two seraphim singing the thrice holy hymn, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth." Seeing the vision of the holy God, the prophet Isaiah exclaims, "Behold, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And it was then that one of the seraphim took a burning coal from off the altar, and with it touched Isaiah's lips, saying, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin forgiven." At every Holy Communion, our lips are touched. Not with a live coal borne from the altar by one of the seraphim. Our lips are touched with the hallowed bread that is the body our Savior offered for us on the altar of the cross, and with the hallowed wine that is his cleansing blood. "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin forgiven." Here at the Lord's altar, we know most assuredly that God is love, the love that flows eternally among Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the love that overflows to the whole lost world, healing what is broken and supplying what is lacking. It's especially on Trinity Sunday that we realize that God is not so much the object of our knowledge as he is the cause of our wonder. And with St. Paul we exclaim, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, be glory forever. Amen." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.